Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Just a little bit about his holy name.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you are just listening to Fred Hammond, Awesome God. What better way to start in the new year with giving all the glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that's the way we do things here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Today, we are celebrating the best in gospel and Christian music by some well-known names and also featuring and showcasing some powerful independent artists. Today, we also celebrate you, the listener. So if you have a testimony, a shout-out that you want to give, you can call us at 917-932-1720. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Press 1 to speak to the host, and I'll bring you in. Now, we're going to start off. I have a very special person that is on the line with us. She's your buddy. She's your pal. She's none other than Latonya M. Lane from Industry Buzz. And she is stopping by to give her shout-out and her testimony, and she's going to let you know how good God's been to her. Hey, Latonya.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Mama Wanda. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. And I am definitely shouting out God. I'm excited about what he's doing for Marketing Ministry and what he's doing in the life of the people that's connecting to you.
Amen. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I got a praise in my spirit. I am having church in my church, and I'm going to let everybody know that everything I own, everything I am, is because of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to start the new year out with him, and I'm going to end it with him.
I know that's right. Have him all there in the middle, and the beginning, middle, and the end is what I say.
Amen. And I know God has done some mighty things for you and for Industry Buzz, for our listeners. She also hosts a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. She's transitioning to some internet radio, some terrestrial stations. She is just phenomenal. So tell our listeners what's going on with Industry Buzz and just how good God has been to you.
Man, you know what, Mom? When I first started Industry Buzz, I didn't think that it would be something that was, you know, something for me. You know, I always knew that I would own my own business, but I never thought that it would be a media outlet. So I'm really excited about what God is doing in the transition that he has taken us in. And we all know how I got started. And I'm just really excited about the transition that we're in right now. So coming into this year, we'll be on another radio station, internet as well as FM. And it will be buzzing off with Latonya M. Lang. And I'm going to have everything posted up on Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com as we make that transition. And we've been doing, like, media sponsorships as well, so we provide an opportunity to anyone that's in music, that love music and think that it should be their career and have a passion for it. Some producers are going to be coming out on January the 10th to an event that we're sponsoring, and that information is on Industry Buzz. And then we're going to the Stellars, and this will be our first time going to the Stellar Awards, and I'll be hitting the red carpet, and Bonafide Radio invited me to their anniversary party. So I'm really excited about these transitions that's taking place, and I remember when I first started out, you was the first one that said that you would assist me in this area. Other people I asked, they would say no. And what you want from us? And I didn't want anything. I just wanted to learn, you know. And so I really appreciate you and Glow Magazine, Nikki, you know, for really opening up your arms to us. And because of God connecting us to the right people, we have been able to expand his kingdom.
Amen. Well, I know that God is opening many doors for you. So I thank you for stopping by and giving your shout-out and sharing your testimonies with our listeners. Can you hang out for a minute?
You know, I'm here with you. I love Marketing Ministry, and I invite everybody to set up a profile on their site and get to marketing their ministry.
Hey, I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, you hang on the line. We got another caller in the queue, and this is from area code 252. Caller, state your name. Give your shout-out, your testimony.
Good evening, and this is Thurman Lee from Gospel Vision Entertainment. Just want to tell everybody Happy New Year.
This is another powerhouse listeners in the industry. Thurman is a great man of God, and he has CJ Balance on his roster. and he's just doing great things for the kingdom, so you want to make sure you check him out. Tell our listeners, Thurman, a little bit about what you do and what you got going on for 2011.
Oh, man, thank God. We got a lot going on for 2011, but again, my name is Thurman Lee. I'm actually the president of Gospel Vision Entertainment. I'm a songwriting producer. Also the songwriting producer for C.J. Ballard, new project, If God Said. We got so many great things going to happen in the next year. Like, you know, I will listen to Industry Buzz. They talking about this their first time going to the Stellas, and we're looking forward to our first time going to the Stellas this coming up year. So, I mean, this has been a blast. You know, God is just opening up doors, and thank you, Wanda, for being a part of our team and, you know, and allowing us to be able, you know, for God to use you to help us grow. So there's just so many different things we got going on. We're just grateful for everything that God has blessed us and allowed us to be able to be a part of.
Amen, Thurman, because I'm excited, and I know that this is a year that we'll, as we have sowed our seeds, we are reaping our harvest, and so I'm excited about it. And as I was telling Latonya from Industry Buzz, and I'm sharing with you, I'm over here having church in my church, and I'm praising God in advance for what he's getting ready to do for all of us.
Amen, amen. That's the best way to do it. That's one of my main, you know, things that I always do, you know, give God praise for everything because, you know, for him, he, you know, he deserved the glory, you know, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, you know, is pretty much building his kingdom, you know, and actually, you know, telling everybody, you know, showing everyone that, you know, God is real today and he's the reason for this season, you know. So it is a blessing, and I'm just grateful to just be able to call in and have a few moments just to say thank you and Happy New Year to your listeners, and it's just a pleasure, just a pleasure.
Amen. Well, I thank you, Thurman. I want you to have a Happy New Year. We're going to take our second music break, and this song is an awesome song of God. And it is just so ironic that Thurman called in because I told you I'm going to be featuring some of the music for some of the hottest independent artists that are out there today, and this song is called I Don't Look Like, and it's by the one and only gospel sensation, C.J. Ballard. So I want you to tweet, text, call somebody, and let them know to listen to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, because we got it going on over here, and we're celebrating Jesus. So sit back and enjoy.
Hey, here's some hallelujah praise letter. For those of you who've been in the struggle, we want you to know the anointing gives us favor with God. No matter what you're going through on the other side of your struggle, God's going to give you the victory. Don't worry, baby. You don't look like what you've been through. Sing it, CJ.
If you only knew what you've been through for you to be here today. See, they don't know about the storm you had to face on yesterday. But God down and covered you.
somebody, how many of you can honestly say you don't look like what you've been through? We were just listening to the title of that song is I Don't Look Like, and that's by C.J. Balance. We are celebrating the new year with the best in gospel and Christian music from some well-known names, but also from some very powerful independent artists. And I am taking your calls here so that you can give your shout-out for the new year or share your testimony. So you can call us at 917-932-1720. Now, our queue is full, and I'm going to bring in another call, and this is an awesome woman of God. She's none other than Phyllis Cadell M. She's a PR specialist. She hosts a show here monthly here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show called Inside PR with Phyllis Cadell. Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, Happy New Year, Wanda. It's me and Dana Cadell. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And let me go ahead and introduce Dana properly as well, because she is an awesome independent artist, Dove Grammy nominee. She is phenomenal. So I thank both of you for hanging out with us. Tell our listeners, give a shout out to our listeners. Tell them some of the things that God is doing in your life and in your business, because I know he's doing some amazing things.
Whoa. You know what? God is good every day, and he's always doing something in my life. And this past year has been awesome. And it's really allowed me to connect with a lot of independent artists and really just show them the ropes. And, you know, I'm all about teaching. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of different artists, a lot of bigger names, but I just really had a great time, I guess, nurturing a lot of the independent artists in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That really makes me happy, because I think there's room for everybody. And a lot of independents don't have the funds to do what they need to do, and I'm just glad I was there to bring them on board and just kind of show them the ropes and really, you know, create awareness for them. So that's great. I have a movie that I'm working on called Dreams, and that's going to be an awesome – it's a faith-based movie. And it's – Dana's funny. She's like, that's mine. Because Dana's in the movie.
I know, Phyllis. She was saying to me, hogging on Dana's stuff.
I'm hogging on Dana's stuff. Well, me being the publicist and the manager that I am, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, I mean, so God's doing really, you know, great things. He's shown me a lot and taught me patience and just go with the flow. Don't try and do it yourself. Just let God do it. And except when it comes to my
except when it comes to my book, you know, do-it-yourself publicity. And then you do it yourself. But wasn't such
cheesy plug. Wait.
That's all right. Hey, there's no such thing as cheesy. You plug it any way you can.
But, yeah, so I've been working with some really great artists. I want to look out for Shanita Jones. She's a great artist. She's coming out. Of course, Dana Cadell. Full album Overjoyed this year. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
You know, working with comedian Kathy Westfield and just a lot of stuff going on. I'm just so excited for 2011, because I just know God's going to just continue to bless me as long as I do what I'm supposed to do as far as he is concerned. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. It's wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to let Dana talk now, Phyllis. Now, Dana, I know that you have a role in the upcoming movie called Dreams, and 2010 was just off the hook. It was just ridiculous for you. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on with you.
Well, my mouthpiece did most of the talking. Part in that movie, and that's really exciting, because that's something that I've been wanting to do, you know, for some time, you know, show my acting chops. And you know, again, I'm looking forward to getting back to the Grammy. That would be wonderful. You know, I'm writing, you know, hopefully we have more placement this year. And, you know, just grinding on the, you know, trying to getting the CD out finally. God willing, it will come out and, you know, everybody can really see what I'm about. And, oh, yeah, also I'll be on the Stellars this year, not as a solo act, but I'll be a part of the Kirk Franklin tribute and the Haiti release song because I was one of the artists in, you know, the choir recording that song. So, well, you know, there are a lot of things happening. And, you know, like I said, constantly grinding, just keeping God first and just being grateful and pressing forward.
Amen. Well, I'm so excited for both of you because I know this is your season and it's your time, and these things couldn't happen to two more amazing women. I know you're humble. I know you put God first, and so I'm rejoicing with you.
All right.
Thank
now.
You, Wanda.
Mm-hmm. But I thank you for stopping by and sharing with our listeners. And, you know, I love you both, and I know that you're going to have a blessed day, and you're going to have an amazing 2011. So, you know, I'm going to be sitting there clapping my hands, going, I know them two ladies. Right on.
Thank you all. Amen to that.
Good old
lady.
all right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good.
We just thank our listeners for calling in. You were just listening to Phyllis Cadell M. and Dana Cadell, two amazing women. We have another caller on the line that wanted to give their testimony and their shout-out, and this is caller from area code 704. I believe I know who this is, but caller, state your name and give your shout-out.
God bless you. How are you doing, Ms. Wanda? This is Pastor Ralph from all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. I am in the ATL. Celebrating my New Year.
All right. All right. Hey, no better place to be. I thought I knew the number, but then I said, you know, I don't want to get on the air and say it was somebody and it wasn't. But just for our listeners, Pastor Mark Ross, he also hosts a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, but he's just an awesome man of God. He has a very humble and supportive spirit. I mean, you know, you couldn't have nobody else better in your corner. Now, Pastor Mark, tell our listeners what God has done for you.
Oh, God has been doing so many wonderful things for us this past year. I mean, we were blessed to be a part of so many great things in the city of Concord and Charlotte, North Carolina. And this year is going to be even more spectacular. We're going to be part of the prayer breakfast for the Martin Luther King in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the mayor of the city. We're getting ready to work on finish up our second book on God Uses Black Sheep. And we are excited about that. We're also working with the Mecklenburg Police Department as a chaplain that God has opened the doors for us to walk in. So I am really excited about what he's doing. I'm excited about the city. I'm excited about the lives that's going to be changed in this year.
Amen. And that's how I wanted to bring in the new year, to let all our listeners know. And as I stated earlier, our phone lines are open at 917-932-1720. Because what better way to start out the new year than to giving all the glory and honor to God? And, you know, we overcome by the power of our testimonies. And so call in and just say what God has done for you, because I know that he has done something for everyone that's listening. And we just want to honor him and let him know that we're thankful for what he's done, for where he's brought us from, and where he's taken us to. Amen, Pastor Mark?
Amen. I'm excited about it. I'm excited because God is going to do miraculous things this year in the lives of his people, even those that are coming into him. In this year, 2011, I'm looking for a fluctuation of over 100,000 souls to flood the kingdom of God and be blessed and their lives completely changed. And I'm just looking for the houses of God. Y'all better get ready. You better make room on your pews, your seats, and pastors get ready. Soul winning team, get ready, because there's going to be a fluctuation of souls hitting the kingdom of God this year.
Amen. Well, Pastor Mark, I thank you so much for stopping by and sharing with our listeners. I know God has great things in store for you, and so I'm just there. You know, I'm your biggest cheerleader, and I'm thankful for what God is doing in your life, and I just can't wait to hear some more praise reports.
Oh, amen, and I'm so glad for you. I'm so glad for Marketing Ministry how much of an impact it is making in the earth, in the city, in the country, around the world. I'm just so excited about it because God always, I always tell everybody everywhere, God never said that he would make your church great. He said he would make your name great.
Oh, amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Mark, thank you so much, and I hope you continue to hang out with us. We're going to take another music break, and this is like our gospel throwback. This is one of my favorite songs. It ministers to me so much, and this is Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. Enjoy.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap your hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you were just listening to our gospel throwback. That was Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. Now, this next person that I'm going to introduce to you, she's a gospel diva. She's none other than Kim Person. Her current single, More Than Enough, is in the top 100 on all three of the gospel music charts. She is blazing up the industry, and this year has been phenomenal for her. She debuted on the charts at number 42. And as I shared with you earlier, I'm featuring some well-known names, but I also celebrate some independent artists. And Miss Person, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Wanda?
I'm doing well. You know, we couldn't have a celebration without you.
I know. I am so glad to be a part of what you're doing, Wanda. You're such an incredible woman, and I appreciate Marketing Ministries.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you because I know that you have a heart for God, that there's no other place you want to be than in his presence. So tell our listeners a little bit about your testimony and what God has done for you.
Well, I'm just so thankful, as you spoke, that my song is climbing up the charts. When I first started out with my project, I was told so many times that you need to wait, you need to wait. And so I began to just trust God and believe God for the gift that he's given me. And so I found a radio tracker, and she began to work my project. And, you know, the rest is history. And it's just amazing that when you put God first and you allow him to work through you, it's amazing what he will do. He'll take what you call your shortcomings, and he'll turn those things into light. And you'll find yourself, if you will stay in his will, you'll find that he will take you to higher heights and deeper depths. And so I'm just excited about what God has done for me in 2010, and I'm expecting even greater things in 2011.
Oh, we're going to have to send you an offering, Kim. You came here with a word, huh?
Oh, well, you know me, Miss Wanda. I always try to keep a word because that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage, to inspire, to motivate, and to let people know that you can fulfill your destiny. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. If you would keep God first and keep reaching for the stars, you can get there if you keep God first.
Well, I appreciate you for hanging out with us and for calling in and sharing your testimony because, you know, I don't just put things out there. If you're some, excuse my term, but if you're some crap, I'll tell you some crap. But if you're amazing, I'll tell you that, and you are amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I can only be how I am without, I have to surround myself with people like you that will help push me to the next level and keeping people, positive people, and people that are inspire you to keep pushing. And I'm such a blessed woman to have a wonderful connection with my family and have such a wonderful connection with Marketing Ministry and DeShields Entertainment with Norma DeShields. And I'm blessed, and I am so excited about the things that are to come in 2011.
Well, Kim, you hold on the line because the next person that we're bringing out, speaking of Norma DeShields, let me let you know, everybody, this is the radio servicing, the promotional diva. This lady got it going on. If you want your record moved, Ms. DeShields can do it. Hey, Norma.
Well, hello, Ms. Wanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. We were just, you heard Miss Kim Person celebrating and talking about what a wonderful woman of God you are and what you've done for her. And I
know
that God has done some great things. Hey, well, you make it do what it do.
I'm just doing what the Lord has given me to do for now. I just follow his lead.
Amen. Now tell our listeners some of the things that God has done for you.
Oh, my gosh, I don't have enough time, Wanda. He's done so much. But I will say this. I woke up this morning. I'm just so thankful for another year. I appreciate everything the Lord has brought me through, good and bad. You know, we rejoice in all things. And I am so blessed to have a business that is prospering, that is really taking the word of God to the airwaves and ministering to people. to have a family, to have a home, just the basic things that a lot of people take for granted. But there's people out there that don't have, and it's been really on my heart to just be thankful and grateful for everything that God has done for me, especially just giving me life and another opportunity to be a blessing and to work in his kingdom. And I'm just grateful, most of all, that I'm saved.
Amen. Well, I know that God, again, is doing great things on your behalf. You know, Norma, what happened in 2010 will not happen in 2011 for you. You know, God has already opened doors on your behalf, and you're just walking through it. So I know that we're going to hear great things, and I just want our listeners to know, if you're an artist out there and you need radio servicing, a.k.a. radio tracking or a.k.a. radio promotions, you want to contact Norma. Norma, tell our listeners where they can reach you.
Well, the easiest way to reach me is probably on my office line, which is 773-418-7999. It's real easy. 773-418-7999. But I'm also available online. You can go to my email address, Norma, N-O-R-M-A, D as in David, Brown, like the color, normadbrown@gmail.com. And then my website, www.deshields, that's D-E-S-H-I-E-L-D-S, entertainment.com. So you got lots of ways to find me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate anyone who calls me. I will listen to your music, give you honest feedback. I'm like Wanda. I tell you the truth. If it's crap, it's crap. If it's good, it's good. And I will be very honest with you. But, you know, we can really see if we can do something for you.
Amen. Well, Norma, I thank you for calling in and hanging out with us and sharing your testimony with our listeners. I hope you hang on the line. We have another caller in our queue, and we're going to bring them in. I know who this is as well. This is a man that has a plan. This is Bruce Spann of Ghost Street Gospel Entertainment.
Oh,
he has many, many people on his label. Hush, Bruce, let me talk. He has Todd Delaney. He has Jamie Simon. He has Isolina. He has Tashina Jefferson. He has Nate Pointer. He has many, many people. And he is the man that is behind Chicago Scenes. Now you can talk, Bruce. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Wanda, and Marketing Ministries.
Well, thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
I got a little company with me. You know I'm not good at this radio stuff. So, Ty, say hello, man.
Hey, Wanda. Hey, Norma.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you. I need Todd, because I know he got a testimony. God has pulled him through. For you who don't know, Todd Delaney is I don't know the words to describe his music. It's just simply ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
He is in the top 40 on all three gospel music charts. His current single, Pulling Me Through, is just amazing and ministers to the whole man. This man is anointed. He can bring you to your knees. You're going to send me a check for this, Todd.
Oh, I hear you.
He is just off the hook. And since he's here, you know I like to put people on the spot, don't I, Todd?
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
So since I got a full house, a full queue, can you just give us a little bit of praise and worship music?
I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. Yes, I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with you, yes. I'm in love with you, Lord. That's a little enough. That's enough, everybody.
Yes, you got everybody got their hands up, Todd. So we can get them off the line. We got Todd.
Oh.
And just so amazing. You know, I just love your spirit. Now, Bruce, tell our listeners what's going on with Gold Street, and then I'm going to have Todd tell our listeners, you know, share his testimony. Just say whatever God has placed in your heart.
Right.
All right. Well, Gold Street Gospel have three releases coming in the first quarter, 2011. Kevin Gray, Jamie Simon, along with Todd Delaney. The actual national album release for those three artists are coming in 2011. But I want to pause and say first thanks DeShields Entertainment, Norma DeShields Brown. Thank you so very, 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 very much. I really appreciate your servitude, and I appreciate your professionalism. So I just want to say I'm an advocate of DeShields Entertainment. Todd Delaney is an advocate of DeShields Entertainment. And look forward to the releases in 2011. Great projects. And we should have some national distribution with that this year. So we'll be exposed, you know, to the masses at this point.
Yeah, that advocate's a market administrator. I feel hurt.
I gave the phrases to marketing ministry when I opened the door.
Oh, you know I'm just being silly. I done told you about coming out in public and not knowing how to act.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, Wanda. I'm sorry,
I'm just teasing. I'm teasing because DeShields Entertainment is phenomenal, along with some of the many other people that have called in, you know, like Industry Buzz. And in our chat room, we have Charbette Mitchell of Charbette Mitchell Radio that is just a big supporter, and we love her greatly, and Spiritual One and Gospel Iterations, all those people that make us whole because we can't do it by ourselves. And
Marketing
so we're
ministry.
Thankful.
I want to say this. Hey, if you want somebody concise and thorough and very, 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 very apropos, I propose that you see Marketing Ministries, Ms. Wanda Adams. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you greatly, 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 greatly. All right.
See, I had to beg for that one, Todd. But go ahead and tell our listeners, share a little bit about your testimony, because I know your testimony is amazing, and you know, and that's how we overcome, by the power of our testimonies.
Yes. Well, I spent a life chasing money, like a lot of people, chasing happiness and money, and I was looking for it in the form of playing professional baseball. I got drafted by the New York Mets when I was 18 years old. And I wanted to play professional baseball and just make money and live the life of an athlete. And I wasn't finding happiness there. And I found myself down on my knees at a place when I had gotten released by the New York Mets. And I found a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I found that relationship with Jesus Christ, he also showed me that I had a gift to lead people into worship. And so once I began to lead worship at the church that I was serving at the time, God began to really open up things in my life and open up things in my heart that I didn't know was on the inside of me as far as leading people into worship and engaging the congregation and people all over the world that I had a gift to really minister through song. And so once he showed me that, I met up with Bruce some kind of way. We got together and Gold Street Gospel. And through that, pulling me through the song, came forth, and now the world is now receiving my testimony of how God continues to pull me through every day of my life. And then now I'm 2011. He's pulled me through 2010, and now we're 2011. I'm ready to go.
I know you are, and you are going all the way. You are going all the way because the favor of God is upon your life, and that's one thing I like about favor, Todd. It ain't fair. Don't hate on me because I got favor.
Yes, thank you. Well,
so God is too good, and I know you ain't got no favorite, Bruce. Go sit down. Yes, you do. You have favorite too. Tell him, Todd, we got enough favor up on our lives to bless our whole row. So go ahead and
touch Bruce. Oh man, yeah. I'm glad I'm on the row.
You're on the roll, and I know that God is doing great things for Gold Street, and he's perfecting everything, because that's just the kind of God we serve. You know, he works it all out for us. And, you know, on this walk, on this journey through life, you know, we don't get an understanding sometimes in the beginning, middle, maybe not in the end, but God knows where he is taking us, and he just wants us to be humble, be submissive, and be obedient. So I know that everybody that has called in, I know that God, you know, there's a shifting in the air. And God is taking what was last and he's putting it first.
Amen.
And you watch to see what these great independent artists do. All of these people you go see, I'm decreeing and I'm declaring it today. You're going to see them in the top 10 of the charts.
Yeah.
And so we touch and agree. And so, you know, the word of God says, well, there are two or more. So we are declaring, we are decreeing, we are agreeing, and you wait to see and what God is going to turn around.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the word for you, Todd.
Yes, and I receive it. I
appreciate you guys.
Is that a word
for
me too,
calling you. Yes, yes, God is the week. You know, Bruce, we're going to set you on the morning's bitch. We got the front row seat for you. I'm just teasing. Me and Bruce go back just all the time, listeners. He's a great man, but we just go back and forth like this.
Yeah.
I appreciate him greatly. But God is doing great things
much,
for him.
Thank you.
He said, thank you very much. Just leave it alone. Huh? check out Ghost Street Gospel Entertainment. Their website is www.ghoststreetgospel.com. You can go there. You can download music from Todd Delaney, Kevin Gray, Jamie Simon. Look in the new year to check out their new phone app that's coming there that's going to blow you away. So they are doing great things. And any of these artists that you've heard today, you can also contact me and bring them into your ministry. You know, we have to learn how to sow. You're not going to reap nothing unless you learn how to sow.
Praise God.
So bring them in and have them bless your ministries or have them on your show. You know, great men and women of God. But I thank you for joining us, Todd and Bruce. I hope that you continue to listen. You know, we're almost winding it down, but we have another call we want to take. But I thank you so much, and have a happy new year.
All right, happy new
year.
Thank
you all very much, and happy new year to you all. Happy new year, Marketing Ministry. I'm here for another year.
Bruce is so crazy. Happy
right.
new year, Bruce. We have another caller on the line from area code 804. Caller, state your name and give a shout-out of your testimony.
Hello, Wanda. This is Charvette Mitchell calling from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, this is the radio diva. She has it going on over there at Charvette Mitchell Radio. We appreciate her for all the listeners and most of the artists that have called in. They have been featured on Charvette Mitchell Radio, and this woman has it going on for the kingdom. You're looking for a platform? She will give it to you. She's a woman of integrity, and first and foremost, she is a woman of God, and she does represent the kingdom. You can send me a check, too, Charlotte.
I was going to say, oh, my goodness, I could not bring in the new year without stopping by your show and giving a shout-out to all of your listeners and to you for the dynamic just ministry and presentation and everything that you do for the kingdom and for spotlighting the artists and all the people that you just help with marketing and with ministry and with media. Just wanted to give you a shout out and say hello to everyone.
Well, we appreciate you, and we're so thankful for you. Now, tell our listeners some of the things that you have going on at Charvette Mitchell Radio, and share a little bit about your testimony, because I know God has done some great things for you. You know, you're connected with I Shout for Joy. He's enlarging your territory. So, you know, I can't tell it like you can tell it, so I'm going to let you tell it.
Wow. Oh, I'm just so blessed. My show airs every Tuesday, and Charvette.com is like the easiest way for people to check out the show. I've had the privilege of interviewing a lot of the clients, almost all of the clients that you have, and then all kinds of clients from all over ministries, artists, celebrities, actors, writers, just everyone. I'm telling you what, for 2011, the show, I have interviews booked into March, and we've just got phenomenal people, and the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and that's really what I'm trying to do for our listeners, is give them something that will motivate them in their lives and their relationships. We have relationship shows, Wanda, and you know everyone has an opinion about relationships, right? So those are some of the biggest listen to shows, but we do it from a Christian perspective, so sometimes you may listen to other national shows that talk about relationships, but you're not getting it from a Christian perspective. So that's one of the cool things I'm excited about. So the show is just awesome. Glad about that. It's a God thing. I mean, I'm telling you, it is such a God thing. I started it, and God just keeps telling me to keep going, and it's just blessing people all over. I'm excited. I'll be offering teleseminars, actually, officially offering teleseminars starting in January. I've got a teleseminar called Are You Media Ready? There are a lot of people that are ready to be on Oprah's new network, and they're ready to be on the Good Morning America show, and they're ready to be, you know, all these places, but are they really ready from a media standpoint? And then other things about radio interviewing and getting radio interviews and all that good stuff, and that's all on sharpet.com. So I'm just excited. But I'm just grateful because God, it's a God thing, and he just told me to cast my nets and just to keep moving, and that's what I encourage people to do.
I like that, you know, because you brought back that scripture to me about casting your net, and that's what everybody listening needs to do, Charvette, is to cast their net. You know, I said this in an interview last week that, you know, when God gives you vision, don't you try to figure out the vision, you know, because if he told you to do one thing, I don't care if you have a dime, he will supply you with the provision. So it's all about faith and trust, and just like Charvette said, cast your net, and have a teachable and receptive spirit, because, you know, sometimes, especially in the music industry, you know this, Charvette, you know, artists cannot take constructive criticism, but you got to remember that every tree needs some dirt to grow.
True, very true. And then sometimes, Wanda, it's not even constructive criticism. It's not even anything negative. It's just helpful information that maybe you just didn't know. So it's not even from a negative standpoint. You know, it's just you didn't know. I was talking to a young lady the other day who has a radio show, and, well, actually she's doing an event in Richmond, and an artist sent her an inbox on Facebook and said he wants to be showcased in the event. And literally she couldn't find anything about him online. She couldn't find anything on YouTube. She couldn't find anything. So she's like, I'm not going to bring this person into an event, and I can't find anything on him online. And I'm like, you know, that's somebody, somebody needs to sit down and talk to, somebody needs to sit down and talk to him and say, you know, these are the things you need to have in place when you're approaching people. And again, it's not negative criticism. It's just probably something he didn't realize.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. You hit the nail right on the head, is that every time when somebody tells you or give you a message of correction, it doesn't mean that they're hating on you or they're complaining or they're criticizing what you're doing. It's all designed to make you better.
Exactly.
Well, Charvette, I thank you for calling in, because I appreciate you so much. And as I stated earlier, we're all in this together. You know, that's what God is pleased with. He is pleased when there's unity in the body of Christ.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful new year.
You too. Well, our show is coming to a close. I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to give special shouts out to the Shields Entertainment, to Industry Buzz with Latonya M. Lane. You know, she's your buddy. She's your pal. Charvette Mitchell of Charvette Mitchell Radio, Spiritual One, Ghost Street Gospel, Todd Delaney, Kim Person, Thurman Lee, CJ Balance, everybody. If I miss your name, don't charge it to my heart, just charge it to my mind. But once again, I thank you. I want you to have a blessed new year. And this wouldn't be a marketing ministry show if we didn't close out with some music from the awesome, amazing Tanya Dallas Lewis. So as we close out this show, and I wish you all a happy and prosperous new year, we're going to listen to When He Calls Your Name. Until next time, be blessed.
Of all of the things that he's done for you.
said, and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and